Thank you for tuning in to the Architect Introspect, the Architect's official radio broadcast on 91.9 KXRJ, the voice of Arkansas Tech. My name is Jonan Mitchell, and I am the co-editor-in-chief of the Architect. In the wake of the ever-changing scope of news media, the Architect has decided to expand into a news organization to see news stories, opinions, and sports highlights written by Tech students. Visit our website online at architectnews.com.
Hello everyone, my name is AJ Schopp and I'm a freshman majoring in broadcast journalism from Clarksville, Arkansas.
And my name is Bob Williams. I'm a fifth year senior majoring in business administration, human resource management, and have completed my minor in hospitality administration from Russellville, Arkansas.
And we are the co-hosts of the Architect Introspect, where we go over the latest news and sports stories surrounding the Arkansas Tech campus. We have two uplifting stories today. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Yes, we do. The first story by Damara Hale involves sophomores getting the chance to relive the freshman year that they didn't get to experience due to COVID.
Redemption is possible for the class of 2024. Due to the impact of COVID-19 and the tight restrictions that came with it, the class of 2024 didn't get the chance of experiencing college as freshmen. The opportunity of getting that same experience is now happening. Graduate Assistant for Student Transitions Natasha Golden created a sophomore program at the beginning of the semester. This is to ensure an opportunity for sophomore class to get involved in a variety of activities around campus and to connect them with other students.
I think they really do realize how different their freshman year was from past years. I can say when I was a freshman in 2017, I can't even imagine going through what the freshman class had to do last year.
Previous events that Golden has hosted for the sophomore class this semester include smoothies for sophomores, support volleyball night, and the board and brush event. Each event was aimed to bring sophomores out to events around campus, exploring some of the buildings, receiving free shirts, goodies, and more. Golden said how excited she is for the upcoming events for the semester, including the Sophomore Leadership Mixer on September 30th in Doc Bryan 242 at noon.
Which we're super excited about. We've reached out to a bunch of sophomore leaders on campus, and they're going to come and just have conversations with other sophomore students who maybe don't know how to get involved or don't really know what's being offered.
Sophomore Sheena Slate from Siloam Springs, an agricultural business major, said she has some ideas about how to attract more sophomores to events. They should have more giveaways. Everyone likes giveaways. More tech activities, like building Jerry's, everyone likes that. Just more hands-on stuff, Slate said. Although Slate didn't attend many events her freshman year, she wants to attend more events this year. I feel like there's more events this year. They have a little more freedom than they did last year. With the approval to hold more events for the semester, Golden said she has high hopes for what is in store for the semester.
Just offering them the chance to have that space has been huge, and I think that's been beneficial for the sophomore students that have come so far. So that's my biggest takeaway.
To see this story and more like it, make sure to check out our website at architectnews.com.
We also host a number of other stories, such as opinions, entertainment, and sports.
Next up, we have a story by Tanner Gill concerning the Wonder Boys centennial and the rich history that Tech possesses.
The ATU Wonder Boys recently surpassed their 100th anniversary just last November, reflecting a century's worth of challenging work and dedication on behalf of faculty and students alike. Tech's athletics department is not the only campus entity with reason to celebrate, however, as Tech's long and deep history has provided the foundation of excellence still present today. Originally founded in 1909 as part of the statewide effort to increase agricultural education, ATU is one of the four district agricultural schools still operating in Arkansas today. Arkansas Tech was originally known as the Second District Agricultural School and only had 9 faculty members and 186 students. The Second District Agricultural School was originally meant to offer classes leading to a high school degree, with the addition of college-level courses in the early 1920s. To reflect this change in the school's courses, the school's name was changed to Arkansas Polytechnic College. The school continued to grow, facing several setbacks due to the Great Depression and World War II. Despite these challenges, Arkansas Polytechnic College continued to grow and expand throughout the 20th century. As the college began to add courses leading to master and doctoral degrees, the campus name was changed once again to Arkansas Tech University on July 1st of 1976. Though the numerous name changes and course offerings are apparent, some of the more significant changes can only be ascertained through the eyes of long-employed tech faculty members. Steve Milligan, Deputy Director of the Office of Information Systems and a longtime tech employee, offered insight into how tech has changed during his 22 years at the campus. Milligan said, regarding tech, that the people haven't changed. We still have great employees that care deeply about the university, its mission, and the students we serve. Tech's faculty remains one of its strongest assets, with a dedicated and loyal staff all sharing Milligan's devotion to the campus. Despite remaining static in many ways, Tech has undergone several significant developments just in recent memory. Milligan said the most significant development was when Dr. Robin Bowen was hired in 2014. This massive milestone reflects Tech's ability to change and progress, a key aspect of Tech since its original founding in 1909. When asked how he would summarize his time at Tech with a single sentence, Milligan said, "It has been a rewarding and fulfilling 22 years." Though it started as a small school offering agricultural courses, the 20th century progressed and Tech evolved into the sprawling, lively campus that students and staff experience today. In its storied past, Tech has had devoted support from both students and faculty alike, which remains much the same today. When reflecting on how Tech will continue to grow and change in the future, students and staff share in Milligan's hopes that ATU will continue to grow and become one of the most sought-out institutions in the country.
Thank you for tuning in to the premiere of the Arkitech Introspect.
We would like to hear from you. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, make sure to check out our Facebook page, The Arkitech.
Also make sure to visit the local businesses that carry The Arkitech. You can pick up the latest edition of our paper at Midtown Coffee, Jackalope Cycles, Retro Rose, Dog Ear Books, and the Russellville Public Library.
We print a new edition every Thursday, excluding breaks and holidays.
Make sure to listen to 91.9 KXRJ next Friday at 5 o'clock to hear the latest happenings at your local university.
Thank you once again for tuning in. We wish you all good luck on your midterms and we'll be back next week.